ever hit that Google search button and just, you know, marvel at how some websites magically appear right at the very top,
mm-hmm.
while others seem to just vanish into the digital abyss.
Yeah, it feels like magic sometimes.
Right. Well, you've sent us some incredible source material today. It's an on-page SEO checklist, 25 steps to rank higher.
A really solid checklist.
And our mission for this deep dive is basically to give you a shortcut, a true insider's guide,
yeah.
to understanding those core strategies that get your website not just seen, but really valued.
It's a great mission because, I mean, lots of people see SEO, search engine optimization, as this really obscure, almost mystical technical thing.
Totally.
But our sources today, they really cut through that. They show pretty clearly that a big chunk of it, what we call on-page SEO, is actually entirely within your control.
That's the key part, right? The control.
Exactly. So we'll be pulling out the most important nuggets, helping you understand not just what to do from this checklist, but, you know, why each step matters and how you can apply it directly to your own web pages. Really unlock your website's potential.
Okay, so let's unpack this. First things first.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is on-page SEO?
Right.
Our checklist defines it pretty simply. Optimizing individual pages on your site so search engines understand them and users find them valuable.
And that and is crucial.
Yes. What often gets missed, I think, is that unlike off-page SEO, mm-hmm. you know, external stuff like backlinks, on-page SEO puts you firmly in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
You have direct control over how your site looks and feels, both the search engines crawling it and, well, the actual people visiting it.
And what's really compelling about having that direct control is just how foundational it is. It's like building a house, maybe.
Yeah, good analogy.
On-page SEO is your blueprint. It's the structural integrity of every single room. Without it, all your other efforts, they're kind of built on shaky ground.
Makes sense.
And the checklist, it outlines several really powerful reasons for this. First, it improves rankings.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Because Google meticulously looks at page level signals to figure out relevance.
Okay.
If your page clearly says, hey, I'm valuable for this topic, Google rewards it. Second, it massively boosts user experience. Optimized content isn't just about stuffing keywords in.
Right.
It's about making your content easy to read, easy to navigate, and genuinely helpful for your specific audience.
Which keeps people around longer.
Exactly. And third, it directly drives conversions. By guiding visitors smoothly through well-structured, relevant stuff, you're helping them do what you want them to do. Sign up, buy something, contact you, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it supports all your other efforts, technical SEO, link building, a strong on-page foundation just amplifies the effectiveness of everything else. It really is the bedrock.
The bedrock. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so with that strong foundation in mind, let's actually dig into some of those 25 steps, starting with how you like literally talk directly to search engines through your page's structure.
The nuts and bolts.
Yeah. HTML and structural optimizations. First up, the title tag. This isn't just the little text you see at the top of your browser tab.
No, it's much more.
It's the main clickable headline users see in the search results. And the checklist is crystal clear. Include your target keyword, keep it under 60 characters if you can, and put that keyword close to the beginning. It's like your page's promise.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's the promise. It's your page's first impression, really, for the search engine and the person searching. It's not just about jamming a keyword in there.
Right.
It's about crafting something compelling that makes someone want to click. A good title tag tells Google what the page is about, sure, but it also sets the user's expectation. If you get this wrong, even a top-ranking page might just get scrolled past because the title didn't, you know, sell it.
Tiny space, huge impact.
Incredibly powerful.
Okay. And right below that title in the search results, you've got your meta description. This is your mini ad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your elevator pitch. Checklist says 150, 160 characters. Again, include your target keyword. But the key insight here, and I love this phrasing, is that it should be written for clicks, not just search engines.
Yes. That's spot on. The meta description doesn't really influence rankings directly anymore, not like it used to.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a huge factor in your click-through rate. Think of it like the movie trailer for your webpage.
Yeah.
If the trailer's boring, who cares how good the movie is? Nobody's going to watch it. A well-written description is basically a call to action within the search results. Pulls people in.
Okay, good distinction.
Yeah.
Then there's your URL structure. Our source says keep it short, descriptive, keyword rich. They give that great example. www.yoursite.com page-co checklist, super clear.
Yeah, very clear. No confusing numbers or random letters.
Right.
And that clarity, it serves two purposes. For users, a clean URL is, well, it's easier to remember, and they know what the page is about before they even click. And for search engines, a descriptive URL, maybe with a keyword, just reinforces the page's topic. It's a subtle signal, maybe, but it adds to that overall consistency that Google likes, making your digital address make sense.
Okay. And then within your actual content, the checklist really hammers this.
Yeah, sure.
Use a single H1 tag per page, just one.
Mm-hmm. Just the one.
This is your main headline, descriptive. Must contain your target keyword. It's like the chapter title for your web page, setting the stage.
That's a perfect analogy. The H1 is essentially your page's main topic declared. Using only one tells Google definitively, this is the primary focus. If you have multiple H1s, it's like that book with several main titles.
Confusing.
Yeah, it just confuses everyone, the reader, the search engine, about what the real subject is. It's a crucial signal for organization.
And building on that, you need proper heading hierarchy, H2s, H3s, and so on, like sections and subsections in that book.
Exactly.
They organize your content logically, make it scannable, and you can sprinkle in secondary keywords there too, right, for more depth.
Yeah, and this is just fundamental for user experience and for search engines. A logical heading structure breaks up the content, makes it digestible.
Easier to skim.
Right. For users, it means easier navigation, especially with complex topics. And for search engines, it's like giving them a roadmap of your content subtopics. It helps them grasp the breadth and depth of what you're covering, shows you've thought about how to structure the information.
Okay, so that's kind of how we talk to the search engines directly. But here's where it gets, I think, really interesting. Because it's not just about robots reading.
No, definitely not.
It's about appealing to actual people too. The content itself, readability, all that good stuff.
The human element.
Yeah. First, the checklist says add your keyword in the first 100 words. The source highlights that Google puts more weight on early mentions, signals immediate relevance, like saying, hey, this is what I'm talking about right from the get-go.
And that signal is crucial. It helps Google confirm, okay, yeah, this page matches the title and description. It's about that immediate alignment. But it also helps users, you know, they land on the page and quickly see, am I in the right place? Confirms relevance for everyone.
Okay. Then you want to use LSI and semantic keywords. Now, LSI, latent semantic indexing.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. These keywords and semantic keywords, they're Google's way of understanding the full context, right? Almost like a human brain thinks.
Exactly.
So if your page is about coffee, you'd also naturally talk about beans, roasting, espresso, cafes, maybe baristas.
Right, all the related concepts.
To improve topical relevance and show you really know the subject, painting the full picture.
Precisely. This is how Google gets beyond just matching exact keywords to actually understanding the user's intent. If you write about Apple but never mention fruit or pie or orchard,
could be the company.
Right. Google might struggle. Semantic keywords provide those vital context clues, makes your content richer, more valuable. It shows you're not just stuffing keywords, but genuinely covering a topic deeply.
And speaking of depth, the checklist suggests we optimize content length. For competitive keywords, our source suggests aiming for, 1,500, 2,500 words.
Yeah, can be quite substantial.
That ensures you cover topics in depth, answer related questions comprehensively, which Google likes. But, I mean, isn't there a risk of just writing fluff to hit a word count?
That is an excellent question, and it's a really common pitfall. The goal isn't just length, it's comprehensiveness. Quality.
Okay.
Google isn't rewarding word count for its own sake. It's rewarding the thoroughness and authority that length often implies. The challenge is to expand on topics with valuable, unique insights, real answers, not just filler.
Right.
If you're tackling a complex question, yeah, a longer, more detailed piece is often needed to really satisfy what the user is looking for. It's about providing the best answer, which often just takes more words.
Gotcha. And critically, the checklist emphasizes improve readability. This is huge for users. Use short paragraphs, maybe 2-4 sentences. Add bullet points, lists, visuals. Break up that text and aim for an 8th grade reading level. That sounds simple.
Well, it's about accessibility.
Yeah.
You can have the most brilliant content, but if it's a dense wall of academic text, people will just click away, bounce.
Yeah, I do that.
We all do. This isn't about dumbing down your content, not at all. It's about making it digestible, easy on the eyes, easy on the mind, making sure that valuable info you worked hard on actually gets, you know, read and appreciated.
Makes sense. And finally, for this content section, use multimedia for engagement. at images, videos, infographics, charts. It's not just for looks, is it?
Definitely not just aesthetics.
It breaks up text and crucially improves dwell time, how long people stay on your page, which is a powerful signal to Google about quality, right?
Absolutely. And what's often underestimated here is how multimedia caters to different learning styles, keeps people engaged. Someone might prefer a quick video explanation.
Yeah, or an infographic.
Exactly. Well, someone else wants to read the text. By offering different formats, you increase the chance a user finds value, stays longer, sending those positive engagement signals straight to Google, transforms a static page into something more, well, dynamic.
Okay, so beyond just the words, how your page connects to other pages is vital too. We're moving into link strategy and credibility now. Building a web, not just a strand.
Connecting the dots.
First, add internal links. Linking to relevant blog posts, service pages within your own site, and crucially, the checklist stresses. Use descriptive anchor text. Avoid click here.
Oh, please avoid click here.
Right. Instead of click here for services, use something like explore our specific SEO services.
The power of internal linking is, yeah, it's often overlooked. It's like creating a mini library on your own site. Helps users discover more content, keeps them clicking around longer. But strategically, it also spreads link equity, kind of like authority or juice across your pages, boosts the visibility of your important stuff. And that descriptive anchor text, vital, tells the user and the search engine exactly what's on the other side of that click.
Okay. Then there are external links. The guidance is to link out to high authority, credible sources. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia, government sites, industry leaders. Mm-hmm. This apparently builds your own page's credibility by association.
Yeah, it's a signal of trust.
Right.
And thoroughness. By referencing authoritative sources, you're not just giving readers more info pathways.
Right.
You're also telling Google, hey, my content is well-researched. It's backed by credible stuff. It's a quiet way, maybe, but effective for boosting your own authority in Google's eyes.
Interesting. And the checklist really emphasizes this again, so it's worth repeating. Use clean and descriptive anchor text. That example is great. Instead of click here, use CRSEO services in Austin. Just makes it crystal clear.
It really hammers home that focus on clarity, doesn't it? Ambiguous anchor text is just, it's a missed opportunity. Every link should add context, add value, not just be a button. Descriptive anchor text makes your site more navigable, more understandable for humans and crawlers. Benefits everyone.
And what's really fascinating here is how our source material talks about a structured internal linking strategy. They call it a pillar cluster map.
Ah, yes, the pillar cluster model. Very powerful.
And not just random linking, is it? It's about building topical authority. You have a main parent pillar page, like a big guide on what is SEO.
For cornerstone content.
And then supporting pillars linking to it, like how search engines work or technical SEO audit. This structure signals to Google that your site is a really comprehensive resource on a topic.
Exactly. This approach moves beyond just optimizing individual pages. It's a site-wide strategy. It tells Google, look, we don't just have one page on SEO. We have this whole network of interconnected, in-depth content. We're an authority here. It demonstrates comprehensive expertise, creates this synergy where each piece supports the others, builds a really strong topical ecosystem.
Wow. Okay. That's a level up. All right, next up, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the technical elements, user experience enhancers, the invisible foundations holding it all together.
The engine room.
Yeah. First, optimize images with alt text. Use descriptive alt tags, include keywords naturally, and always compress images for faster load times. Accessibility and speed.
It's a definite two-for-one win there. Alt text helps visually impaired users understand the image via screen readers, and it helps search engines understand the image content. Helps with image search rankings, too.
Oh, right.
And image compression. Purely about speed. Huge image files are often the number one reason pages load slowly, which kills user experience and, yeah, hurts your ranking.
Okay. Then optimize for mobile. Mm. Responsive design. Not optional anymore, right? Mandatory.
Absolutely mandatory. Non-negotiable.
Our source says, test with Google's mobile-friendly test. Make sure it works perfectly on small screen.
Yeah, and consider this. Most internet traffic now, it's mobile.
Wow, most.
The majority. And Google uses mobile-first indexing, meaning they primarily look at the mobile version of your site for ranking. If your site's bad on mobile, you're basically invisible to a huge chunk of your audience and to Google's main way of indexing.
Okay, message received, mobile-first. And a big one, improved page speed. Use tools like Google PageSpeed Insights, compress those images again, enable caching.
Caching is crucial.
And consider a CDN, a content delivery network.
Yeah, a CDN basically stores copies of your site on servers around the world. So if someone visits from, say, Australia, they get the content served from a closer server, making it much faster.
Ah, clever.
And PageSpeed is just paramount. Users have zero patience for slow websites. A delay of even a couple of seconds, people leave.
I know, I do.
Right. And Google knows this. Faster pages mean happier users. So page speed is a confirmed ranking factor. It's all about delivering your content efficiently.
And crucially, secure your website with HTTPS, that little padlock. An SSL certificate isn't just security anymore.
No, it's more. It became table stakes years ago, really. Yeah. Browsers flag insecure HTTP sites now, which scares users off.
Yeah, you see that not secure warning?
Exactly. So beyond protecting user data, which is obviously important, Google explicitly said HTTPS is a ranking signal. Cool. It's about building trust and a secure environment.
Okay. Finally, the checklist tells us to optimize for core web vitals. These are critical metrics Google uses for user experience. Our source highlights three: LCP, FID, and CLS. Can you break those down in plain English?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they sound super technical, right?
They do.
Okay, let's think about them from the user's point of view. LCP, largest contentful paint. It's basically how quickly the main stuff on your page shows up, that first impression.
How fast do you see something useful?
Exactly. If it's slow, users see a blank screen too long. Frustrating. Target is under 2.5 seconds. Then FID, first input delay. This measures how fast your page responds when a user first tries to do something, click a button, tap a link.
Like, is it responsive?
Precisely. If there's a lag, the page feels sluggish, annoying. Aim for under 100 milliseconds, really fast. And CLS, cumulative layout shift. This one's about visual stability. Does the page jump around while loading?
Oh, I hate that. You go to click something and it moves.
Exactly. CLS measures that unexpected shifting, prevents those frustrating misclicks. Target is under 0.1, so very little movement. These three together, LCP, FID, CLS, they really capture how fast, responsive, and stable your page feels, which is huge for user satisfaction.
This really brings up a key question, though. Why does Google care so much about these technical details? It sounds like a ton of work.
They care because at the end of the day, these details directly impact the user. Google's main goal is to give people the best possible results for their search. And a big part of best is not just relevant info, but info delivered smoothly, securely, enjoyably.
Ah, okay.
A slow, insecure, jumpy site? That's frustrating. Google doesn't want to send people there. So these technical steps are actually deeply, deeply user-centric.
Okay, that clicks. Finally, let's touch on a few steps that go beyond the basics. Emphasize that SEO is definitely not a one-and-done thing.
No, it's ongoing.
Advanced and ongoing optimizations. First, optimize for featured snippets. You know those quick answer boxes right at the top? Position zero?
Mm-hmm. Prime real estate.
You can actually aim for those by using questions as subheadings.
Yeah, like H2s or H3s.
And providing clear, concise answers right below them. Often in bullet points, the source says.
Yeah, winning those snippets means you're basically providing the most direct, helpful answer to a specific question. Invaluable. Structuring content with clear Q&A makes it easy for Google to just grab it and display it. It's about anticipating those user questions and giving immediate, clear answers.
Clever. Then use schema markup. This is code, right? Helps search engines understand your content better.
Yep. It's like adding labels, like adding FAQ schema or how to review local business. This structured data can make your search results look richer, like showing star ratings or prices.
Exactly. Schema is like giving Google a detailed spec sheet for your content. Instead of it guessing what a number means, schema says, this is a product price, or this is a 5-star rating. It leads to those rich snippets. They don't directly boost rankings, usually, but they significantly improve click-through rates. Your listing just stands out more, looks more informative, more appealing.
Got it. And a crucial warning from the checklist: avoid keyword stuffing. Use keywords naturally. Google penalizes over-optimization, unnatural use. Relevance, not repetition.
Oh, absolutely. This is like SEO 101 from 15 years ago. Google is way smarter now. Keyword stuffing makes your content unreadable for users, number one.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
And number two, it screams to Google, I'm trying to cheat.
Which can lead to big penalties.
Yeah.
Authenticity, natural language, that's what wins now, always.
Okay. Next, create engaging CTAs, calls to action. Guide users. Tell them what to do next. Sign up. Contact us. Buy now. Needs to be clear.
Clear, compelling, strategically placed.
Yeah, a great on-page strategy shouldn't just get users to your site. It needs to guide them. What's the next logical step? A clear, persuasive call to action is that bridge. Turns a visitor into a lead or a customer or a subscriber.
Right, close the loop. And finally, maybe the most important ongoing step, regularly update content. This is key. Keep posts fresh. New stats, new links, new insights. Our source explicitly says SEO is never set it and forget it.
That really sums it up, doesn't it? The web is dynamic. Information gets old. Trends shift. Google's algorithms are always evolving. Regularly updating your content tells Google, hey, this page is still valuable. It's current. It's about maintaining that relevance and authority over time, making sure your content keeps serving your audience well.
Okay, so our source material also gives a little peek into how this all translates into real-world services, right?
Yeah, how it gets implemented.
It highlights that an SEO company would typically offer, well, all this stuff.
Yeah.
On-page audits and implementation, keyword research, content optimization, technical fixes.
The whole checklist, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local SEO strategies, too, mm-hmm. which the source notes is super useful for local businesses. And even link building and content marketing, which are maybe more off-page but related.
Right. And this isn't just theory. It's exactly the kind of comprehensive support you'd need to really nail this checklist effectively, whether you do it yourself or get expert help.
It takes work.
It does. It underscores that on-page SEO isn't just one task. It's a continuous, multifaceted strategy. Requires expertise across different areas to truly optimize things. It's definitely a journey, not a destination you just arrive at.
So there you have it. Our deep dive into this 25-step checklist really confirms it. On-page SEO is absolutely the foundation of higher rankings.
It really is.
By carefully focusing on all these elements, your titles, your metas, your content, your speed, your updates, you can seriously improve your website's visibility, make the user experience way better, and ultimately drive more conversions. It's about building that solid online presence page by optimized page.
And this deep dive shows us, I think, that while the steps on the checklist are pretty clear, the how really comes down to truly understanding your audience, anticipating their needs, and just constantly adapting your content, your technical setup, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So as you listening, think about your own website or online presence. What's one specific thing from this checklist that maybe clicks differently for you now? Perhaps a common mistake you realize you've been making, or a hidden opportunity you're ready to finally tap into. And how will that new insight actually change your very next step in optimizing your corner of the web?
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.